Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's December 2nd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. We're again reading this month from Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Advent Devotional, God is in the Manger, which I will have a link to in the show notes if you want to pick up a copy. Today we are on Day 2, and it's called Waiting is an Art. Be brave for my sake. Dearest Maria, even if this letter is your only token of my love this Christmas tide, we shall both experience a few dark hours. Why should we disguise that from each other? We shall ponder the incomprehensibility of our lot and be assailed by the question of why, over and above the darkness already enshrouding humanity. We should be subjected to the bitter anguish of a separation whose purpose we fail to understand. And then, just when everything is bearing down on us to such an extent that we can scarcely withstand it, the Christmas message comes to tell us that all our ideas are wrong, and that what we take to be evil and dark is really good and light, because it comes from God. Our eyes are at fault, that is all. God is in the manger, wealth and poverty, light and darkness, succor and abandonment. No evil can befall us. Whatever men may do to us, they cannot but serve the God who is secretly revealed as love and rules the world in our lives. So I wanted to highlight this section of the daily devotional, which wasn't actually part of the devotional for the day, but rather it's a part of a message that he wrote to his fiance, Maria von Wiedemeyer, So they'll have the devotional and then sort of a part of a letter who he was sending it to. And I think it's powerful is, you know, Dietrich is writing her from the cell of a Nazi prison camp in December 1943, where 4 months later he would be walked to a noose and hung. He was killed in that Nazi prison camp and therefore never got the opportunity to marry this fiance of his. But, you know, think about the words he writes in the midst of that difficulty. You know, a difficulty most of us will never experience. You know, go back and listen to it again. He says the Christmas message reminds us our ideas are wrong, our eyes are bad, because we need the message of Christ to remind us that God is sovereign and in control, even in the bad times, in the difficult stuff. And I just think that's a powerful and convicting message.
Yeah, it really is. What we may perceive as evil done to us or just a bad experience, we have to know that God is sovereign over us, that he won't let any evil overtake us. And what Bonhoeffer said, it's true that it's just our own eyes that deceive us, our own understanding. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And Bonhoeffer had such peace and faith in God in the midst of impending death. And can we have even a little faith in our little trials? Can we trust that God is working in us up until death?
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 65, verse 4. "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple."
And our proverb today comes from chapter 2, verse 20. "For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it."
I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.